Today, as the war in Gaza continues, another spotlight on Israel, this time from the UN's top court, the International Court of Justice. The court is due to rule this afternoon on a South African application for a court order directing Israel to implement a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Last December, South Africa filed a case against Israel at the ICJ, alleging that its actions in Gaza is tantamount to genocide. A ruling on that application could take years. Rulings from the ICJ in The Hague are binding, but the court has no power to enforce them. However, a decision against Israel will further increase pressure on Tel Aviv. On Monday, separately, the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court, the ICC, revealed he was seeking arrest warrants for top Israeli and Hamas leaders, including Benjamin Netanyahu. While on Tuesday, in the teeth of fierce Israeli criticism, along with Spain and Norway, Ireland announced plans to recognise the state of Palestine. For more on today's decision from the top UN court and what it might mean, I'm joined by Rosie Burchard, journalist based in Brussels. And Rosie, I suppose, by way of explanation here, do we need to start last December when South Africa sought a ruling against Israel alleging genocide and then to explain how we get to today and this application for a ceasefire?
Yes, absolutely. Let's rewind a bit, because indeed it is not the first time we've seen these two nations sparring at that top UN court in The Hague. So this court deals with disputes between different states. Back in December last year, South Africa brought a case alleging Israel has breached the Genocide Convention. That's something which Israel denies, but the merits of that bigger case will, as you said, likely take years. And so what South Africa requested is that in the interim, while the court reflects on that or moves toward reflecting on that, that it grants an injunction, what is called provisional measures. And the court partially granted one of South Africa's requests, or a couple of South Africa's requests, back in January. It ordered Israel to improve humanitarian access to the Gaza Strip and to do everything it could to prevent acts of genocide, but it stopped short of ordering a full ceasefire. And then since then, South Africa's filed a couple of further requests for provisional measures. They've either been rejected or partially granted, but they were not really big news. The court asked Israel to report back with the details of what it was doing. So today really is the latest stage of what is a kind of a bigger case in which South Africa has alleged that Israel's operations in Rafah specifically constitute a real change in the ground and require fresh action from the ICJ.
And Rosie, are we likely to again see the court stop short of a ceasefire order and rather put some other provisional measures in place?
So listen, it's really down to these judges at the ICJ, but what I think we've seen in the past certainly is that the judges decided to listen to what some of what South Africa had to say and of course what Israel had to say and come up with something in between. So I've certainly seen reports in Israeli media that Israeli officials are bracing for what they would call the worst, in a sense that maybe their hands being tied or being ordered to be tied somewhat in Rafah in those operations there. But it's really down to those judges at the top UN court. What's important really is whether or not any such orders would be respected, because the fact is that some of these orders in the end really proved to be toothless. There's no real enforcement mechanism from this court. It could be pushed over to the UN Security Council, but of course the countries on that, including the United States, have veto power over that. And if you want any proof of just the limits of these court's orders, I can tell you that in early 2022, the court ordered Russia to stop its full-scale invasion of Ukraine, and we know how that turned out.
Nonetheless, Israel has expended considerable resources in putting forward their side and fighting these cases.
Absolutely. Israel has dismissed these South African claims as baseless blood libel. Its lawyers stood in the court explaining that they believe that they are not, they insist they are not targeting civilians, that instead they're engaged in what they called a tragic war, but not a genocide. They believe it's a legitimate war in response to the Hamas attacks of October 7th. Beyond that, Israel also alleges that South Africa is basically in cahoots with Hamas here, that it's acting as the legal arm of Hamas and that it's not really interested in the merits of whether Israel has in fact breached the Genocide Convention, but in fact it's trying to give Hamas a military advantage in this ongoing war. And of course, those are claims which South Africa rejects entirely.
And when will we get this ruling today, do we know?
So it's due to come at 3 p.m. time in The Hague, so 2 p.m. Irish time. The South African lawyers stood in the court appealing for a change here. I mean, one thing that really stayed with me is the South African lawyer really broke down in tears, holding back tears when she made this case last week, talking about the plight of children in Gaza, saying that there is now a danger to Palestinians as a group, with particularly within Rafah. South Africa, for its part, would have some questions, I think, to answer about its own adherence to international law, or certainly how it respects different rulings of it. I should say that I recall that Russia was ordered to halt its full-scale invasion. South Africa has kept up pretty cozy ties with Russia since then, through the BRICS alliance, for example. But here, certainly, it's alleging that, that there's been a breach of the Genocide Convention and that Palestinians in Gaza are at dire risk. And we know the humanitarian situation in the Strip really is dire.
Rosie Burchard, thank you for your time this morning. More on that story throughout the day here on RTE.